Now, I'm delighted to say that we are joined on the line live here in studio with Dr. Noel McCaffrey. Good morning, Dr. McCaffrey. How are you this morning?
Victoria, how are you? And thank you very much for having me on.
I'm absolutely delighted to chat to you today, Noel. It's an absolute pleasure. Now, Noel, I saw you recently on a miserable, drizzly July morning in St. Anne's Park doing what seemed to me like Tai Chi with a group of people. And me being the inquisitive type, or nosy old cow, as my sister likes to call me, I had to find out exactly what you were all doing. So, Noel, can you tell our listeners exactly what was going on in St. Anne's Park that morning?
Okay, well, so I'm a doctor and I do what's called clinical exercise, which is the application of physical activity to preventing and treating illness of all sorts. So we deal with people who are often vulnerable or lacking confidence or worried or for various reasons not exercising. And the whole point is that a lot of the unwellness that occurs with any chronic illness, and by chronic illness I mean things like heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, cancer, chronic pain, Parkinson's, MS, cancer as well, a lot of the unwellness that they experience is in fact caused by becoming deconditioned or unfit because of lack of physical activity, which itself occurs for a few reasons, including the patient being afraid of exercise because they may feel it's bad for their condition, or particularly becoming afraid of experiencing breathlessness, a very common symptom, a very healthy symptom actually. There's nothing wrong with being breathless, but people with illness tend to become afraid of it. But for whatever reason, they become less active, and that starts a downward spiral whereby they lose their fitness, they lose their mobility, they then become less socially active, so they become what's called socially isolated and lonely. They then lose their motivation, they become more afraid of exercise, and the circle of downward spiral just worsens. And the whole point about it is that we can fix all that with appropriate exercise without having to fix the illness. And this applies to an enormous proportion of our population. 40% of the entire population have a chronic illness across the whole age span. When you get to people over 65, 85% have at least one chronic illness, and 65% have two or more. And it is recognized that one of the single most advantageous and beneficial interventions for healthy aging, particularly in people who have an ongoing medical problem, is exercise. But so few of them do it because of the reasons I've outlined earlier. So what we do, what I do, is I run an operation called XWell Medical, Exercise for Wellness. It's a social enterprise. It's a not-for-profit which offers exercise programs on referral to people with all sorts of chronic illnesses, and everybody can take part. No matter how frail they feel, no matter how long they've had the illness, no matter what the illness is. And we have loads and loads of evidence that the program works, because wherever we go, we measure impact by measuring simple things like strength or aerobic fitness or frailty, risk of falling, and also self-rated health using some well-validated questionnaires. So we know the program is effective, and it's also great fun. You would have seen that on that day. It's great fun. It brings people together, so it addresses two problems. It addresses the fitness through the exercise, and it addresses the loneliness through the social interaction. And it is fantastic. So that's what you saw on the day. We actually are piloting a program in St. Mark with Dublin City Council for the months of July and August, offering one class a day at 10 o'clock. And that's what you happened to stumble on, Victoria.
Well, I was just fascinated by how the people in the group that morning were moving and smiling, and they just seemed to be really delighted to be there on that drizzly morning. That's why I was so drawn to the group, because it was a miserable day, the height of the summer, and there you were looking so, you know, peaceful and moving at the same time, but people looked happy. And I just wondered, because I have seen other exercise groups in St. Anne's, whether it be boot camp or, you know, yoga, but this I don't know, this was something different, and I was really drawn to it, and that's why I stopped to speak to the people who from Xwell Medical, and I was so interested because I think we all know somebody who has a chronic illness. As you said, they're 40% of the population. What a statistic, has a chronic illness. And you know, we all know somebody who could benefit from what you're doing.
Well, that's true, and it is important to distinguish between what's called primary prevention and secondary prevention. So primary prevention is use of exercise and other lifestyle interventions such as healthy eating and stress management and smoking cessation to prevent the onset of illness in people who do not have illness. So that's one challenge, and it's an enormous challenge, and it's really the target for all public health groupings and state agencies. Secondary prevention is a term that refers to the use of exercise and other interventions, such as healthy eating and stress management, again, for people who already have an established illness. Now, the interventions are similar, but trying to persuade the two different groups to do it is different. And my experience is that the people who do not have an illness, they just actually struggle to get the message of the importance of exercise in preventing the onset of illness. The people who have an illness and who end up being referred to us are just simply delighted, relieved, reassured that there is actually a way for them to re-engage in exercise, and they fall in love with it. They experience a restoration of hope and joy and mobility and fitness and social interaction, and it just simply transforms their lives, and it transforms the lives often of their families and people looking after them or engaged with them, because these people are themselves quite distressed by the experience of their relatives, but they tend to hide it because they don't want to make the person feel any worse, and that's not good for the carer. So what we see in people who come to us is an amazing change in their own wellness, but also a great relief and gratitude in people who are close to them. And it wasn't actually Tai Chi, Victoria, that you saw. It was, let's call it a normal exercise class, although we do yoga classes as well, but the one you would have seen was a straightforward class that includes three key elements, which are aerobic exercise, which is the getting slightly breathless exercise, rhythmic exercise with large muscle groups, which is very, very good for your heart and lungs, because if you ask your heart and lungs to work a bit harder, they get healthier. If you ask them to go to sleep and sit down through just being sedentary, they get weaker. So that's the first one. So every class will have a little bit of trying to get you modestly breathless. The second element is strength work, which is hugely important, particularly for women who have less muscle mass than men in the first place. But if your strength falls and falls and falls by degrees, then eventually it'll cross a threshold below which you notice it and you have difficulty doing simple things like standing up from the toilet or the bed or the kitchen chair, which means you can't live on your own, you know, if you get as far as that. And then the third element is balance, which is really important for anybody who is, well, we use the word mature, and who is maybe getting a little unsteady and at risk of falling. And balance work can have a tremendous effect on postponing or deferring the onset of instability like that. So those are the three elements in every class. And it's done in a very fun environment, in a very safe environment. I mean, I'm a doctor. It's a sort of a medically led operation, so we are aware of what's wrong with the people. And it is the way forward. It's becoming more and more understood as a key element in chronic illness management.
Absolutely fantastic. From the point of view of carers to the person themselves who's, you know, suffering with all of these things that you mentioned. It's just amazing the work that you're doing. Now, please tell our listeners, for those of them who don't live on the north side of Dublin, who don't have access to the lovely St. Anne's, and I know you do work in the Irish Wheelchair Association as well, but for people who are listening around the country, can they do this with you too, and how can they access the information to do it?
Well, we have 20 centres around the country at the moment. So we're in the southeast, in Waterford, in Wexford, we're in Carlow, we'll shortly be in Meath, we're in Tullamore, Portlaoise, Athlone, we're in Sligo. We've 7 or 8 centres in Dublin, we're in Balbriggan. So we're in lots of places, and the locations we're in are available on our website, which is www.exwell.ie. And if anybody wants to look at where we are, they'll find it there. If they want to send us a query, they can send it to info@exwell.ie, or they get a phone number on the website. So we do have an online option as well. We prefer the face-to-face classes, and our sort of our mission is to bring the program to everyone in the country who needs it. We are partnering with the HSE and doing this in a few locations at the moment, and happily the service is available free in some locations. In others, it's unfortunately not free yet, or there may be a modest fee. We're partnering with Dublin City Council in offering subsidised classes to the Active Cities programme. There's one programme in each of the 4 Dublins for that. There's one in Fingal, out in Fingallians, in Swords. There's one in Ballymun Leisure Centre. There's one in Rolla in Dublin West. And we'll be starting one shortly in Dublin South as well, around Sandyford. So we have lots of access, and hopefully anybody who's interested might follow up and make contact with us. Now, the process of getting involved actually involves us getting a short referral from a GP or a physio or an occupational therapist or a social prescriber. And then there's a step called an induction, where we ask people to attend either online or face-to-face an induction session, which includes a chat by me or one of my colleagues explaining the rationale for the programme, and also carrying out some baseline testing. The testing is really important, because by doing the testing, we can actually demonstrate, when we do repeat testing to participants, that they are hopefully improving. Not everybody improves, but the vast majority do. So it's really important to have objective measures of what you're trying to achieve, because if you don't, you can say what you want, but if you can hang your hat on, well, there's the report and there's the evidence, that's much more powerful than just claiming that I believe this works. So we do stress a lot the impact measurement. So we have 3 pillars, really. One is the exercise itself, the second is the social interaction, and the third is the impact measurement. But hopefully that's helpful to people to just access information about us, Victoria.
No, this is just brilliant. I think it is really fantastic what you're doing and what your colleagues are doing, and the fact that it's accessible to everybody around the country as well, not just restricted to Dublin and the north side of Dublin. You are a local man yourself. You live in Clontarf, is that right? Well, you're around Clontarf, the Clontarf area.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So it's really amazing, and I think everyone should maybe even look up your website and see what you're doing, because I did look it up last week, and you know, you've got great tips on how to, you know, how people can help themselves as well, and different experiences from different people, which is really lovely to see. Declan, our time has come. I'm going to have to finish up now. So maybe I will get you on again in the near future. You said you have a piloting scheme with Dublin City Council, and it's on July and August. Well, we're nearly finished with July. We're heading into August now. And it's a class at 10 a.m. in St. Anne's. And do you need a referral for that class, or can anyone go to that?
Well, if anybody's interested in having a go at a practice class in St. Anne's, we are planning in August to run a few taster classes. We haven't exactly got the dates for them yet. But if anybody's interested or is passing by our classes at 10 a.m. Monday to Friday, they could just leave their names, or they could send them to us through the website or through info@exwell.ie, and we will be setting up some demo classes.
Okay, that is absolutely brilliant. Dr. Noel McCaffrey from Exwell Medical, thank you so much. I know you're a very busy man. We really appreciate your time, and keep up your amazing work. You're really transforming the lives of people all across the country. And on behalf of all our listeners, I'd like to thank you for all your hard work. Hopefully we will chat in the future, Noel. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it this morning.
Okay. Thanks, Victoria. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.